Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Brad Hayes, always wonderful to see you here. Hillary and the email. Sounds like a Dr. Seuss. But but Hillary and the email, damaging, forever damaging. So there are people who are thinking she'll be replaced as the leading Democrat. What do you figure?
I think that there's not much damage here unless something comes out in the emails. If more emails are produced and there's something in there, that's a bit of a different story. But the idea of using a personal email account as being permanently damaging, I think, is wrong for a couple of reasons. One, this issue isn't terribly compelling as far as scandals go, right? Maybe it was dumb to use a personal email account, but I think it's unlikely to move many voters. And moreover, it hasn't moved the Democratic elite. So it hasn't moved donors. It hasn't moved office holders and important officials in state-level positions. We're not really hearing any more about alternative candidates than we did before. So I don't think this looks like it's going to have much of an effect. Part of the reason may be timing as well. I mean, you know, it's better to have a scandal early than late, whatever late may mean, later.
And they know that, right? I mean, they always try to get the candidates themselves try to get the embarrassing stuff out early.
Right. And so I think that this is one of those things that can be handled fairly well. I do think it's part of a larger Republican strategy, which is, I think is kind of interesting. I don't know if this is an official strategy or if it's just kind of a tacit strategy.
Kill.
Yeah, well, I think it's similar to what we saw with Al Gore in 2000, which is kind of pepper the candidate with scandals and pseudo-scandals.
They did it with Kerry, too, the boat and the heroism.
Right. Yeah. And from that, you try to frame the candidate, Clinton, as untrustworthy. And that then can create problems in terms of establishing trust, particularly with kind of independent or unaligned voters that may, in fact, be particularly important for the 2016 election. But I think for that same kind of reason, you also don't see this moving the needle at all for Democrats. I mean, the 2014 whooping that the Democrats took, I think, has very much made the Democratic Party feel uncertain about 2016, even for the White House. So Democrats are very much kind of rallying around their candidate, meaning Hillary, and will continue to do so unless there is something major that comes up. And right now, this is not major.
Well, first of all, I absolutely agree with you. And then the follow-up question, of course, would be who, and you mentioned it, but just briefly, who they got? In other words, if not Hillary, then who would rise to the public opinion polls which we're seeing, which have Hillary doing very well?
Yeah, I mean, I really am not sure. We obviously Joe Biden is in the wings. I think he would in some ways like to run, but I don't think he will run against Hillary Clinton. It's just things are too locked up and there's just almost no point in it for him. The other, I think, intriguing names that you hear that probably will run, I think at least two of these will run, is Martin O'Malley. He was the former mayor of Baltimore and then governor of Maryland. He basically has said that he is seriously kicking tires. He spent St. Patrick's Day up in Nashua, New Hampshire, and is going off to Iowa in a few weeks. And the other name that you hear is Jim Webb, the former senator from Virginia, who said he's seriously looking at the possibility of a run. So those two candidates you hear about, I think Webb in particular would be interesting in the sense that he would probably run a bit to the right of Clinton, particularly on international affairs and military affairs. And that would then make her have to sharpen her arguments.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think it may make her more attractive to left-wing Democrats who think she's a right-wing hawk.
I think that's right. And I don't think they have anywhere to go right now. So it's not like that group is going to balk, I don't believe. I mean, the one name that you do hear, you know, thinking about the far left is Bernie Sanders, who's flirting with a run. I mean, he hasn't said one way or the other, but he certainly hasn't ruled it out. The question
he told me he might do it.
Right. And the question that he hasn't answered is whether he'd run as a Democrat or whether he'd run as an independent. And so I think for this, if he runs as a Democrat, that could be really useful. If you have Jim Webb on the right and Bernie Sanders on the left, then you've got it coming from both sides. And that should make Clinton a better candidate. I mean, I really believe that primaries are important for making your candidate better, for making better arguments, getting much better responses to some of the key criticisms that you have as a candidate. And I think it would be useful to be kind of sandwiched in the middle. But if he runs as an independent, there would be some concerns then about what the effects may be in the general. We can think back to 2000.
I think he indicated to me, I'd have to go look at my tape with him, that he wouldn't do that.
Okay.
That he would not run as a third-party, spoiler, Ralph Nader-ish candidate. But, you know, every once in a while, the email tells you so much. I've been getting what looks to me like an organized, a little bit more than a trickle of people who are asking me about Al Gore. Now, you know, I mean, I don't see it, but I'm wondering what you make of that.
No, I mean, I do not see anything of that at all. I mean, I expect that's just smoke. Maybe some of the energy that was surrounding Elizabeth Warren and trying to get her to run that kind of was been squashed by her basically saying that she would not run.
Well, Gore, except on the climate, is hardly any a left winger.
No, but I mean, as he's been out, he's struck a more kind of left wing tone. I mean, and it's one of the things, you know, once you're leaving office and don't have to appeal to the median voter, you can kind of move to a position that you might personally want or that might be more preferential to a constituent that you're trying to reach or whatever.
A la Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think it's one of those things that that's basically maybe a small part of the left seeking a candidate that could help swing the party a little bit more to the left.
It's always wonderful to talk to Brad Hayes. Brad, I don't know if you know this. You're so smart. It's always good. I always learn from you. When we come back, we did the Democrats today. Let's do the Republicans the next time.
Sounds great.